And you really were, for all intents and purposes, the almost a master engineer. I mean, or a master...
Pretty much so.
Yeah.
I mean, I did things on engines that were not normally done. Usually you'd have to take them into a shipyard or something, but I would work on... I mean, I rebuilt engines underway while the other engine was running. I did major repairs to the other engine. That's the way it was back in the old days. You had to keep that tow moving, keep those barges moving. And it was rough.
I can only imagine.
And you get done with one, and another one breaks down, and you go to it, and then you figure out, why are they breaking down? You know, we got involved in a number of lawsuits, and we won them over defective materials.
Oh.
And I've spent time in court and federal court and everything else through the barge lines.
Regarding that sort of brings up an interesting thing that I'd like to talk to you about, sort of mm-hmm. relationship, I guess, between worker and management, and or between because you being managing a manager yourself, but at the same time being it sounds like you're very close to when engines break down, if they continuously break down, when new things are needed. So
anytime we had a problem,
right?
You know, I was on 24/7 call. And as a manager, all these engineers knew, that was my orders out to them, was if you are going to delay that boat breakdown, I want to know, I don't want to find out from my boss in the morning that I got a boat down. I want to know, I don't care what time it is. You call me, and we'll talk you through it. And if it was bad, I'd get up and load up the truck, and I had an assistant. If I needed him, he would drive the truck, and I'd jump on a boat. And we would do the repairs or set everything up. You know, Gavitt immediately start what we needed, where we were going to bring the boat in. And then it was always a diagnosis of what happened. How can we keep it from happening again? You know. I did a lot of troubleshooting engine problems. When I came down to Paducah in 1985, we were losing engines left and right. We were pumping oil and we were scoring up pistons, and I started looking, and we were using chrome-plated re-chrome liners. And for some reason, the people that did it changed the way they chromed, and there was no porosity or anything in that chrome to hold oil, and it was just burning up engines. And we had 110 spare cylinders. These are big cylinders, you know, 10 to 16th bore. And we sued the company. And we beat them out, you know. We quit buying off of them. Hmm. And then we made a settlement. But there's things like that could wipe out a company. You can't work with delays, you know. So we did a lot. But that's the way it was back in the old days. Now everything's improved a lot. You know, manufacturers improved.